Punta Vista, episode 368. I'm Ben, and I'm a cockney geezer who's up to no good. I'm part of the bleeding underworld, innit? Getting up to all manner of strife with me colourful cockney geezer mates. Let me press play on a coolish needle drop from the 60s and talk you through a balmy cast of characters who frequent this little hideout we live in or plan crimes in or whatever. Over here we've got Mickey the Bunt. It's rhyming slang, mate. Keep up. Bunt rhymes with cunt and this guy proper fucking sucks. The mounted geezer next to him's Morris the Model. He got his face pushed in a fryer when he tried to put the hard word on the wrong chippy. Towering over both of them is Tiny Tony. We call him that. On account of he's only got a little acorn where his meat and two veg should be. Poor bastard couldn't copulate with a bleeding ant, if you pardon my French. Hiding out in the corner there, practicing his close-up magic tricks, that's Petey the paedophile. Hold up, son, don't get your knickers in a twist. It's irony, isn't it, mate? He's called out because he's not a paedophile. Over here, showing off his perky little boy tits in a slutty little French maid outfit, that's the femboy. Don't let all the lace fool you, though. He's not as sweet as his wet little lips make him look. He's killed over 100 horses. But these are only secondary characters who won't feature much of the film beyond this introductory sequence. Let me introduce you to the inner circle of me loose collection of criminal affiliates. This is Theo three times. We call him that on account of he's tried to change his nickname to Mr. Big Penis three times, but it didn't stick. Hello, Theo. You all right, mate?
All right, lads. Hey, thanks for not making it about my cock, though, being little and whatnot.
Yeah. It's not as little as Tiny Tony's.
No.
So you've got that.
Yeah.
His is really small.
I thought Tony had a big dick.
No, it's a little acorn.
Irony thing.
No, this is as literal as it gets. Yeah, no. Sometimes it's ironic. Sometimes it's very, very sincere. Now, who let this big slag into the criminal hideout? No. Just having a laugh. This daft bit is one of the most important members of our little enterprise, and she'd be a top bloke if she weren't a lady. That's lucky Lucy Valentine, on account of one time she got to sit in between Jenwin on a flight. Hello, Lucy.
Fancy seeing me cutty then.
Imagine how good it would be on the longest flight you can fly within the UK and you've got Jedward on either side of you. Just sandwiched between Jedward.
Jedward sandwich?
Yeah.
Why weren't they sitting together?
Yeah, I don't know, maybe the...
Didn't want to pay the extra fee.
Pay for allocated seating. That's probably the worst thing that could happen to Jedward. As if they're forced to sit apart.
Yeah, probably.
What are those? What's Jedward doing at the moment, you reckon?
Don't know.
Jacking each other off.
Yeah.
Exactly the same time.
I think they're jacking each other off.
Now, you'd best watch your pie and mash if this geezer's about. She's got light fingers and plenty of them. That's why we call her Libby the Baker, because of her 13 fingers. It's Libby Watson. Hi, Libby.
Hello, it's simply so lovely to meet you. That's funny. It would be funny if there was a posh person in the gang.
Yeah, that's the sort of thing that Guy Ritchie would do.
Yeah.
There'd be one posh character and everyone's always saying, bloody hell, you're posh.
But they would take it in gentle good humour, I think.
Yeah, that's true, because even though they are criminals, they're all good friends.
Kind of got a heart of gold.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly, and that's why it's so nice to spend an hour and 29 minutes with them.
That's right. I haven't watched any of the last five of them, I want to say. But I assume they're all kind of the same, right?
Yeah.
The King Arthur one was like, it was exactly what you'd picture. So I got a fake AI-generated movie poster on Facebook today. I got tricked. I got tricked by AI. And it was advertising to me the upcoming Tom Holland, Guy Ritchie-directed remake of A Clockwork Orange. And it made me red with anger. I was so angry about it. And then I Googled it. I realized I'd been tricked by business. So good to know that's not real.
That's really odd. Yet. An odd thing to come up with.
Yeah, Facebook's crazy now.
It's no good.
Those computers ought not be doing that.
You don't have to keep doing the accent. There's no reason at all. But you can if you want.
Okay.
We, of course, all figured out at the same time that that was just a Guy Ritchie movie because we are geniuses.
Yes.
And we look into geniuses. On Genius Watch. Now, Lucy, I had lured you onto this podcast with the promise of talking about...
You mean Libby, right?
Oh, did I say Lucy?
Uh-oh.
Getting the broads mixed up.
Oh, no. Do I need to change my name? Because it does sound a bit like Lucy. Yeah, Lucy, Libby. I might need a...
We don't usually have two girls on the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. New
territory for us. In a sense, we do have to lure Lucy onto the podcast. Because she wanted to be watching the hockey. whichever one of you I attempted onto this podcast was Starseed Talk. I spent a lot of time looking at the Starseed subreddit and... Mm-hmm. I mostly just found, like, the not funny kind of mental illness.
Yeah.
Which is a shame. But it did somehow get me onto the subreddit r/gifted.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrid.
So this is exactly what it sounds like.
Can you tell me what a starseed is, first of all? Just a quick
starseeds
rapid
are,
fire.
Human beings, ostensibly human beings on this Earth who are actually... the descendants of one of the numerous alien races.
Oh, okay.
That are sort of around us in the universe, and it gives them special powers. They do a lot of light and healing work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's one of those things where it's sort of like, hey, have you ever felt like you're kind of different than everyone else and sort of special and maybe
indigo
you don't fit
child
in?
Stuff. Yeah.
Talking.
Yeah. Grown up indigo children.
It's not just because you're... a human being. No, it's because you're a fucking alien, and that's really interesting, isn't it?
That's actually one of the things that stopped me from using the Starseed stuff is that nearly every post had the sentence, I always knew I was special somehow. And you're like, oh.
Yeah.
You haven't sort of come to terms with the reality of being alive yet, unfortunately.
Right.
Yeah. We're all special.
And these guys haven't either. So this subreddit is for people that are like clinically gifted, supposedly, which is having an IQ of like over 140. And there's
just going around clutching their heavy heads all the time, being like, oh, it's so much in here. I can't stop thinking about the questions of humanity.
Yeah, that's exactly what this is. These people fucking suck. There's also a very fun genre of post in here, which is people that have got like 120 on an IQ test and come in here to be like,
I'm a genius.
Can I still be friends with you guys, even though I'm a big dum-dum?
Yeah, they have to like make the tea and stuff when they hang out, you know? They got to do all the little tasks.
There is a hierarchy of geniuses in here, like the hyper-gifted and the gifted stuff. These guys
God, that rocks.
Suck so bad, and you're about to hear from them. So I've collated, just to start us off, just to set the tone for the sort of people that we're dealing with. These are responses to a question asked, which was, what music do you usually listen to? So that... The high IQ people, you 140s, you 150s. Yes.
It's Tool, what? Right? Tool?
I don't know. It could be.
That's the 120s, Lucy.
A little low down.
I listen to a lot of artists, but my favorite ones are Linkin Park and Frederic Chopin.
That's such a funny combination.
You are stupid.
I mean, I think he was probably a pretty big influence on Linkin Park, so I think that makes sense.
Yeah, there's piano at the start of In the End, I believe. my favorite composition is probably Nocturne number 20 because instrumental music can adapt different emotions to me. When I'm, for example, specifically sad, I like to hear songs like In the End from Linkin Park.
Yes! Oh, my God.
Or You Found Me by The Fray.
Am I a genius?
Might be a genius.
I might be a genius.
So good. Just thinking like music actually brings out emotions in me.
Is that fucking crazy? So much of this in the, like the people just be like, I have this weird thing because of my enormous brain where I get sad watching movies.
Yeah.
Like,
I can recognize different things in music from other people. Isn't that wild?
I've got a... Another response here, 80% orchestral music, then probably 15% electronic, then country. Throw in some classic rock and also Tool. Tool is its own thing. I sometimes go on Tool binges.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Fibonacci spirals.
Yeah, they're doing wrong stuff.
Yeah.
Tool is for smart people.
Yeah.
Let's not say things that aren't. Yeah. there's a reply here to that post specifically saying, I see you're part of some psychedelic subreddits. subreddits. Have you ever done psychedelics while listening to Tool? I've heard it's quite the trip when you combine their music with psychedelics.
Oh my god. Blew my brains out.
You're so stupid.
First day on Earth stuff. Like,
yeah. 13 with 160 IQ.
Maybe they are aliens, these people.
Come on, another one here. I'm a jazz musician and I have everything I've remembered catalogued in my brain. I listen to that.
No, you don't. Fucking liar.
Don't put that record on. I'm listening to my mind music.
Yes, we can all think of music.
I can imagine jazz.
I'm thinking of a trumpet I once heard.
Yeah, that's the thing, is if you're just saying you remember it, you could be fucking lying. You know, actually, I'm remembering a song I heard when I was 7 now. No, well, no one knows if I am or not because it's just in my fucking head.
But you better believe it's very good and I'm loving it.
And pitch perfect too.
Got another one here. This one's mostly for you, Theo. I think you'll really like this. Avenged Sevenfold. I know it's heavier, but I would say it's a tamed heaviness. They don't just scream uselessly. But the complexity of every layer in their music, especially songs like Exist featuring Neil deGrasse Tyson.
What?
Oh my God.
I did not know
Avenged
that.
Avenged Sevenfold
is
featuring.
That real?
I bet. Oh, I mean, a guy in the Genius subreddit wouldn't lie.
That later.
That's so stupid.
Avenged Sevenfold, fuck it.
Yeah. One of the stupidest bands going.
One of the dumbest bands that's ever existed.
Well, I mean, maybe this person will convince you.
Yeah, sure.
The complexity and skill of each of the members with their instruments lifts me from the normality of my existence, not to mention the lyrical ascension you experience with these songs. Every time I listen to them, I hear something new, either a new audible layer hiding in the shadows of one of their songs, or a new interpretation of a lyric I hadn't thought of before. Every song they produce has a profound and bottomless meaning if your mind is open enough to come up with multiple interpretations.
I like it when they stick their tongues out and they go back to back and play their guitar solos.
Chugga, 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 chugga. This is amazing. Imagine just believing that there's like the hidden secrets of the universe are layered within Avenged Sevenfold because someone told you were really good at reading books in primary school.
Now, Ben, this is something specifically for you about Avenged Sevenfold. After Mike Portnoy quit Dream Theater because he was tired of carrying the whole thing by himself and then they just kept going without him, he joined Avenged Sevenfold as their drummer, but I don't think that the other people in Avenged Sevenfold agreed. So he's just like, hey, I'm your drummer now, by the way. Like, I think he did some, like, session or touring with them. He's like, hey, good to be the new drummer of Avenged Sevenfold. Here I am, Mike Portnoy from Dream Theater.
You don't say so to Mike Portnoy.
That's so good.
And they're just
That's
like,
a really good scam.
Fuck off, you old dude.
And button up the couple of top buttons on your shirt, please. You look ridiculous.
I'll just spend the next 4 hours unpacking the drum set that I set up.
I can't. Legitimately, and I've said this so many times on the podcast, that one time I saw them live was one of the worst musical experiences of my life.
Dream Theater.
It was so fucking tedious. Walking around the drum kit playing the hardware for like 15 minutes while everyone else is just sort of like reading the newspaper.
Oh, God. Awful. I Googled to find out about the Neil deGrasse Tyson thing, and I started reading posts on the Avenged Sevenfold subreddit now, and because you were talking about the geniuses, I started reading it as if these people also all thought they were geniuses, and I started really hating them, and then I just had to be like, no, these are just Avenged Sevenfold guys, you know, they're okay.
Yeah.
They're not making any claims. Yeah, exactly.
They're enjoying it from the normal level of music is fun.
Yeah,
right,
they're all
exactly.
Just running around the room, bonking their heads into each other, falling on their bums.
This post is titled Boredom Intellectually.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, brother, check out Masturbation.
Yes.
I was going to say a Nintendo Switch.
Alternating between the two. I'm painting, playing piano, doing geometry proofs on the mirror, 1,000-piece puzzles, audiobooks all night.
This rocks.
Straight
this
up,
so
all
good.
Of these things sound boring. Like, yeah. You picked boring activities.
I guarantee that, like, he's just drawing, like, triangles on the mirror.
Well, like, what do you mean you're doing geometry proofs
doing
on the mirror?
Geometry? Doing geometry? What?
Why are you
That's
doing
so
them on the mirror?
Fake.
That's like a thing from movies because it's like a genius being like, I need something to write on. Quick, get me a whiteboard marker.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't have to do that at home. You got
paper at home, or you can buy some and have it in your home for next time you need to do some geometry proofs.
What if he came up with it independently and then he's watching Good Will Hunting? He's like,
whoa, that's me.
That's me in that movie.
Also, 1,000 piece puzzles. Like,
that's the normal amount of an adult puzzle. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Dropping that, like, you meant to be. Like, everyone reading that's going to be like, holy fuck, this person's freaking Einstein. 1,000 piece puzzles over
here. They're like hiding their 20 piece puzzles behind their back.
Oh, 1,000. Yeah, that's normal for me as well.
That's my favorite too.
I hardly sleep. My head always going. I'm bored to death. Any advice?
PS5.
Get into Warhammer or Astrobot. Something. You'll be painting those little guys forever.
Yeah.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah, maybe a spot of Adderall sounds like could be okay.
Adderall, model ships.
Yes.
Yep.
That's an evening.
Job done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Smoking weed and tie-dyeing shirts for an Etsy shop. That'll take up a lot of your time.
An Etsy shop.
Yeah. Well, it's just like the shirts say like cool math stuff, but you've tie-dyed them.
Yes.
Hand tie-dyed nerd jokes. $60 a shirt. You'd be making
$60 in your ass.
Amazing.
And you can take as much time with those as you want because you have to put all those fucking rubber bands on. It takes forever. this post is titled, Heightened Intuition Towards People's Motives and Emotions.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, sick. Yeah.
You're the
jigsaw puzzle solver man.
Yeah.
This is an overlap with empaths, right?
Yes.
This is empath stuff. I mean, think about how if you were smart and also really nice, I mean, that would be crazy.
r/gifted empaths?
Imagine the burden, the psychic burden of being a gifted empath.
It's truly horrible to think about.
And a starseed. Gifted starseed empaths.
Are we all just thinking those comics that people draw where, like, someone's brain is, like, bigger than their entire body, and then the brain is just lifting weights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what it's like.
Like from the memes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Any other gifted people have this trait? It's almost like a sixth sense. Like you can sense what a person is like, and any small gesture or facial expression gives away what they're like, what they're thinking of, or how they feel, or how the situation would play out. I'm not saying I get it right each and every time. Just plenty enough times to notice that it could be part of being gifted.
Every time you make a post like this, you should be put in a cube for a day until your behavior is altered.
You need like a normal person to just like walk in and be like, yeah, that's reading like social cues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. On play school, they have like a clock with all the different facial expressions so that they can teach children this. And that's the thing that they teach children like right from the start so that they can recognize sort of what other people are thinking and feeling.
This is just so grim.
You might
hate
have something
smart
else
people.
That's not just being gifted, by the way. FYI.
Yeah, you might
Although,
just have a different
There might be some useful resources
thing.
Out there for you. To discover.
There
you
are...
like research, don't you? You're like looking things up on the internet. Maybe type some
really
of those
like,
things.
I really like how they said, I don't get it right every time. Don't care then. If you don't get it right every time, it's not
sounds like
it's not really
a special
a
skill.
You're not going to catch Buffalo Bill.
Yeah.
He's going to slip through your net again.
Yeah, talk to me when you caught Buffalo Bill, okay?
That's right.
That's right. You are not the mind hunter so far yet. another one here. Any of you have this also? It's a space before the question mark, which to me is not a sign of like hyperintelligence.
That's right. Instant ban.
Yeah. To my surprise and horror, chats with ChatGPT are often more satisfying than with real people. This person's gone and heard themselves. Especially when you trigger it into, quote, humoristic mode, it spins into freewheeling, and we ended up into, quote, in pancake land, all pancakes are flat, but some are flatter than others.
I'm going to become the jigsaw killer for this specifically.
Yeah. Linking
you don't
back
deserve
to flatland,
fingers to type questions in.
We should cut their hands off.
We should cut their
hands off. Linking back into flatland and unavoidable class inequality, which are rather unrelated, except in pancake land, where you can be extra thick and two-dimensional, laugh crying emoji. You are stupid.
I'm going to give these people the benefit of the doubt and think that they might be 16.
Yeah.
Yes, like, I was getting that energy from so many of these posts, you know, like a teenager figuring out who they are.
Yeah, it's like I'm kind of different. I don't like what the other people in my class like.
I like Pancake Land with my robot friend. We'd laugh and laugh. Well, I laugh.
I feel like jocks should be allowed to just be in there unimpeded.
Yes.
Like the mod powers shouldn't work on them. They should just be able to like sweep through from time to time and clean house.
Man, we just shouldn't be telling kids that they're smart. Like, get them the resources they need to keep them interested or whatever. Just don't let on to them that they're getting special treatment.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you shouldn't know whether or not you're smart until you're, like, 20. Or until you're old enough to realize that it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
30. Yeah.
Yeah, 30, 30, I reckon. Yeah.
And, like, when you're old enough to realize, you just shouldn't ever talk about it, maybe.
Yeah. Right, right.
There's no good way in a conversation to ever be like, well, because I'm smarter than you guys, that's not going to fucking happen.
Yeah,
if you are smarter than everyone else, do your little brain puzzles because you're in your mind, listening to your mind jazz because you're bored of our conversation. Uh-huh. But don't fucking let on.
Yeah.
Be nice. Come on.
I just asked ChatGPT for a joke that a smart person would make. I said, I need a joke a really smart person would make. And it said, why did the mathematician break up with the physicist? Because he couldn't find any common space in their relationship. Now, I don't understand that.
I don't get it.
I think maybe it's for smart people.
I think that's
a physics joke.
Yeah.
Hmm.
All right.
Some kind of Big Bang Theory thing. I'm going to ask you, is that from the Big Bang Theory?
Oh, I was stuck in traffic behind a car with the number plate Bazinga yesterday. That felt pretty good.
Oh, I've seen the Bazinga. Is that
Is
eight?
It the Mercedes?
Like with an 8? 8ZING4?
They got all the letters. They got all of them.
they got Bazinga, so that's why the one in my neighborhood has to have that. Bazinga.
Oh, you get the non-gifted Bazinga car.
The 120 Bazinga car. I got the 140. They've got a really fucking expensive car too. So obviously that high IQ is
people in Mensa must really regret that there's no like class signifier for being smart.
Yeah.
Like there's a bunch of class signifiers for being really rich, right? You can buy really like plates. Conspicuous, you can buy number plates, all this kind of stuff.
Get there's on the no plane way first.
But there's no like there's no special seat on the plane for gifted people with like maybe like a drawing of like
I think they should have the Mensa seat. It should be in the cockpit.
I feel like someone on r/gifted has probably suggested something like this. Yeah. Like there ought to 100%. Be more stuff you get for being smart.
Well, if you've got an IQ of 140 and you sort of have been on the internet most of your life, you're probably qualified to fly the plane, like if something happens to the pilot and the co-pilot.
Yeah, you should be like next in line. Yeah.
You can just start seeing diagrams swirling around of being like, pull this lever to lift the flaps. Lift makes plane slow.
I'm sorry.
I can't do it. Don't put me at the thing of the plane because I'm not going to fucking do anything.
Lucy has just looked away with like a little bit of legitimate disgust.
That's fine. I heard what Ben just said about being nice to those who may not be as smart as you.
Thank you. Well, yeah, sorry. I don't know if you're showing me this much scorn because you love planes so much or because of your Mensa membership, Lucy.
It's lapsed, Ben. I paid for 1 year. And then every post online was exactly like the ones that you're reading.
You paid for 1 year to get the Bazinga license plate and then you're out.
Yeah, you get the Bazinga license plate.
They can't take it away once you have it. So,
I got another post here. Do you think that people at your workplace suspect that you're gifted?
Yes.
Everybody's talking about
you as an individual.
Everybody's talking about you all the time.
Now, this person's definitely a fucking adult, right? Because they have a workplace.
Yeah, they're in a
workplace. Yeah, absolutely.
I just started a new work that I don't know if
what
people find me weird or arrogant because I'm very calm and don't talk much.
That's probably not why they find you weird and arrogant, just FYI, just speaking from experience.
It might be because you're autistic. Like,
might be.
Just say the quiet part out loud. Like,
it might be worth
looking
genius.
In on yourself.
Yeah.
Calm
genius. The quiet, reserved genius. We've heard he's actually gifted. Who's that guy?
Sometimes I wish that they would know, understand, be happy, and appreciate the input I can bring.
Also, where are you working, just FYI? How come you're not working with the rest of the geniuses?
Yeah. How come you're not down at, like, the jet propulsion laboratory, like, writing
really
on the windows?
Really good point. Really good point there. If you're so smart, why aren't you at Space Place?
Yeah. I'm the only 150 IQ person at this accounting firm. And no one wants my beautiful, gifted ideas.
Yeah, everyone goes quiet for some reason when I enter the room. I can't figure out why.
This just sucks so bad to, like... I feel like this phenomenon comes up a bit. We're talking about a lot of different stuff, but like there's a type of adult that's never really like that second step of being like, my own inner world is rich and complex and I feel like I'm the protagonist. Oh, probably everybody else does as well. Like their whole life is like that. There are some people that just never make that leap. So they're like, I have all these thoughts, therefore I am the smartest person in every room I've ever been in.
Yeah. Yeah, it does sort of make you wonder, like, have they never, like, tripped over in front of people or something? Have they never done something embarrassing? You know? Because, like, I feel like it took me maybe two of those before I was like, oh, right, I get it. I'm not a special little flower. I'm just like a guy, you know? Oh,
man, there are actually a shocking number of posts in there from people being like, I'm unbelievably smart, but I'm also very slow.
Maybe just some research.
You like taking tests, right?
Yeah. There's
like
a lot of tests.
There's a bunch of them. Bunch
yeah,
of
you don't even have to go anywhere. Believe it or not, they they're for the kind of person that might not want to leave their computer.
Yeah.
It was so rude of one of our mods, Dear Epi, to change their name to the fucking URL for the RADSR test.
Yeah.
I mean, then me just taking it and getting like a 130 and Mark getting like a 5.
Yeah.
We had like a couple of months there where it was sort of like a social contagion in the Discord for people to be testing themselves for autism. And boy, howdy.
Well...
That wasn't a bell curve.
Higher than the societal rate, would you believe?
Yeah.
No. Coming up a lot.
Come on now.
And lastly, this one's my favorite. Non-gifted thinking, how does it feel?
How does it feel being fucking stupid?
How does it feel to be just trying to understand. Stupido?
Hey, if you're such a fucking gifted empath, why don't you tell me?
Yeah. Tell me what my thoughts are.
Beautiful,
slow,
why don't
you
tell
normal
me what
thoughts.
I'm thinking right now.
Have you ever asked yourself how non-gifted people feel their thoughts?
How they feel their thoughts?
Yeah,
it just kind of makes us go, oh, it hurts. When I have a thought.
I'm thinking about the Kardashians all day. I can't think about math.
I don't like math. That's how it sounds.
As gifted, I feel so much movement in my head. Ideas running fast or slow, a soundtrack in the background, stars, sparkles and swirls, etc. You know when in Ratatouille, when Remy the rat is tasting the food and he's imagining them as patterns of color? That's what my gifted thoughts feel like.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But how does it feel in a regular brain? Are regular brains feeling sensations of ideas moving and opening doors?
What?
It is difficult for me to understand the absence of constant brain sparkles.
Do you live in Resident Evil 1?
What is happening?
You're continually opening doors in your mind?
You people are stupid. You are stupids.
You might be stupid.
You might actually be like really fucking dumb. My brain fucking sparkles and shimmers and shines, mostly with me thinking about what I'm going to do tomorrow and not really being able to have a coherent...
How do I do that?
Train of thought. What are you normally thinking about?
Like what they're talking about?
Big like, problems?
Yeah, like spaceships and like geometry problems and stuff. Yeah. And then Caitlin's like, hey, where are all the cups? I'm like, well, I'm actually too smart to put them in the dishwasher. They're all just
I'm
stacked
working on
my,
a shape right now.
They're all just stacked on my table because I'm too smart to put them in the dishwasher.
Yeah,
I'm too busy thinking about all my like engineering stuff.
Yeah.
I have the doors thing, but every time the door opens, it's just like a sandwich on the other side. And it makes me go, ooh, sandwich. I'll make one of those.
Sandwich are good for eating food.
Yeah, I love when I eat the food sandwich. Really nice.
Hey, I'm really sorry if you are a big time genius and you're listening to this and you happen to catch a few strays. We cover catching strays in our segment, The Clipping Report. This is, of course, where I go through the news of the last week or so and look for incidents of Americans accidentally firing guns in public. I've got four for you this week. No deaths. A construction worker working on a school in Lafayette, Louisiana, accidentally shot himself in the leg and hand while sitting in his car parked outside of that school.
Jesus.
Yeah. This happens so often.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah. Have you seen that video of this went around like years ago, but I only just saw it for the first time. And it's a guy who in like there's like a road rage incident and he starts just shooting through his own windshield. Yes.
Yeah, the firefighter. He was a firefighter.
Yeah. That sounds right.
Yeah.
It's an insane video because he just goes for it. He fucking goes for it, but he's also kind of, because it's loud and scary, he's kind of looking away. So he's kind of going, bah, 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 and not even looking. It's amazing.
Wait, is that the one that's filmed from inside the car?
From inside.
Yes.
Yeah, where he's listening backwards to the song and singing along to the song in the part of the video before he starts.
What song?
I remember that. It would be, surely there couldn't be two of these in America, right? Maybe. A guy shooting through his car.
But there's one where a guy's doing like the, you know when Bird
doing
After
a song
Reading
from Wicked? Oh.
Well, no, when like Brad Pitt's like got his headphones in, he's just walking down the hallway going, this guy's like doing that, and then the road rage incident starts and he just immediately starts firing out the window.
Yeah, he's on.
Oh.
Switches it on.
It's fucking great. There's some great, great misfire videos of history in
some
the US catalogue. The guy who did a backflip at a wedding, who was like an FBI guy, and then his gun hit the floor and fired, and he just picked it up and was just like, oh, there's nothing to be concerned about, put it away, and beautiful.
The guy that's in line at like the CVS or something, and suddenly his gun just goes off into his leg, and he's like, oh, I just forgot that I shit my pants, I gotta go to the toilet. I just like nonchalantly like strolls out of the store like,
wouldn't you? It'd be really embarrassing.
It'd be so embarrassing.
Probably just pretend it didn't happen.
Paperwork, probably get a fine or something.
And what we've realized doing this segment on the show is that the vast majority of people get shot stimming with their gun in their car before they start work. Yeah.
Just spinning on their finger or whatever, or just
racking it, like doing whatever you do with a gun.
Yeah.
We've had, I reckon, probably three times now we've had specifically someone accidentally firing a gun while they were waiting in the school pickup line of cars to like get their kid. So like all the kids are out of school and they're just like, well, I better play with this loaded gun that I have in my fucking car. Psychos. Beautiful country though. Beautiful people.
Yeah, great parks. So
yeah.
Sort of all balances out in the end, really.
Yeah, the natural beauty really makes up for everything else, I think.
Yeah, yes. You just go out there and shoot a gun in the air and not hit anything for miles.
That's right. First responders were called out twice in one day to an outdoor shooting range in South Miami-Dade, Florida, after two people accidentally shot themselves about an hour apart.
Oh, my God.
The same
shooting, range, different people, unrelated incidents.
Picking up the phone. Me again, sorry.
Yeah, hey. Hey,
no,
guys.
No, different one. One more.
God damn. There's there's an ad for a shooting range that I sometimes see on the freeway heading out towards the desert here. And it's like this big, like skeleton wearing kind of cop stuff. And the theme of the ad is basically like, come to the fascist cop shooting range. So just like,
awesome.
Like explicitly targeted at the Blue Lives Matter guys with like a cool looking skeleton on it.
Wow.
That's a place that I'd love to go and would not be afraid to be around at all.
It's probably super fun though.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not going to say I don't want to shoot a gun at some point. That seems quite fun, but I'd like to do it with like the police just already there, just in case, you know,
Yeah,
just in case I do something wrong.
We are just speaking of Californians around Blue Lives Matter people. When Maddie and I were in the US recently, we had like two instances where we would like go into these bars in like pretty rural, like New Mexico and Arizona and stuff.
Yeah.
And just get like unbelievable fucking dirty looks from people and then start talking to them. And they'll be like, oh, we thought you were from California. Like they would just immediately start being really nice. It was
it's pretty fucking funny. Amazing. Do you just look Californian?
I think we kind of look Californian because we're like you and millennial Maddie together. Types.
Can see that.
Yeah. No, yeah, if I completely understand where they're coming from. I mean, you get that in like other parts of California if you look like you're from LA. Like if you walk around in fucking, you know, Imperial County wearing like a, you know, a Silver Lake sweatshirt or whatever, it's like you're over. Yeah, you're not getting anything.
It is crazy down there. Genuinely nuts part of the world. A 35-year-old man in Buena Park, California was cleaning a newly purchased gun when it discharged with the round traveling, quote, through a door jam and into the shower, hitting his 26-year-old wife in the shoulder.
Oh, no.
Let me say it, problematic age difference. I don't think she was fully ready to be shot by her 35-year-old husband.
That's so true. It's so true. She has so much growing to do.
Yes. Fuck, man.
Before she got shot in the shoulder.
This keeps happening as well. I keep seeing stories about this where it's like guy cleaning his gun accidentally shoots his wife. And I usually don't include them because I'm almost certain they're like cover-ups for a guy trying to kill his
skeptical.
Wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most of the time.
I mean, that one is so comical, you know, going through a door jam into a shower. I mean, that's, you know.
It's so specific.
Yes, exactly.
The guy's not going to be able to line that one up on purpose, I feel. That's like a crazy trick shot.
I mean, if he had done it on purpose, there's no way that he would have been able to resist being like, did you see that shot? By the way, I did it on purpose and it was really cool.
I John Wicked the fuck out of my 26-year-old wife. That we have nothing to talk about, actually, when the two of us sit down. There's nothing in common.
Age difference. Problematic.
Yeah. Like 9 years.
It's really fucked up to be 26, though, so it's kind of her fault.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
It should be illegal to be 26.
Still haven't figured your shit out, and you probably won't for, how old am I? 9 years, probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A 37-year-old police dispatcher in Southampton, New York, was unloading his gun while driving. And accidentally fired the gun, causing a bullet to travel through his hand and then lodge in the wallet of the passenger.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
Wait. Okay. So I'm getting in the space here. I'm driving in my cop car.
That's how you drive. Yep.
Taking my hand. Yeah. That's how. Oh, sorry. Problem. Is that not how you drive? Like this?
School bus, children's song style. Yeah.
British people drive like
bumper
this.
Cars. Yeah.
That's right. So those windy village roads through the Cotswolds or whatever.
Honestly, though, every time my husband would come back to England with me, he'd be like, there isn't room for a single car on these roads. What are you doing? Because, you know, he's from bloody America where they've got all this space. Yeah. So he's in the car, takes a hand off the steering wheel, possibly two hands off the steering. Can you unload a gun with one hand? Maybe if you're a cop.
I feel like it's got to be both. I think he's driving with his knees, steering with his knees, and doing it with both hands is my feeling.
Too slippery. Too slippery.
Maybe on your body. Very grippy knees.
I'm getting Velcro put on my knees so I can drive.
Oh, that's a good... You could put magnets in the bottom of your steering wheel and then magnets in the front of your jeans for the ultimate
safety. Oh, I thought you were going to say in your knees.
Oh, yeah, like those like... Body hacking tech guys.
Now this is interesting.
That's $1 million idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he's got both hands off the steering wheel, presumably. Theo, what do you have to do to unload a gun?
So like he was driving?
Why you driving? Got to pull over to unload your gun.
You've got to hit the magazine release catch.
Just wait, probably. And then it's probably not that
there's
important.
There's one in the chamber, assumedly, so he's got to rack the slide?
Yeah, I guess he's got to rack the slide. Yeah, probably.
But... what the fuck are you... Like, if this is you, like, I know that police in America are kind of exist in a category of their own. Mm. But, like, if this is you in any context, anywhere at all, they should sew gloves over your hands for the rest of your life. You should be remade into an animal man that has gloves for hands. Because you're not allowed to touch things anymore.
Yeah. Maybe lobster claws.
Maybe lobster claws.
We could do that.
Yeah. I think this person's a police dispatcher, which I think, I don't know if you have to go through the same intense
training. What the fuck? You give it a gun to a police dispatcher for?
Yeah, what the hell?
This is a personal gun, I think.
Yeah,
this
they should be racking the slide on their phone in the pocket.
That's right.
Yeah.
They should have that phone that was released with the first Matrix movie, and they could rack that. Yeah, fucked up. Also, apparently the person that got shot and it lodged in their wallet still suffered some minor injuries because they got fucking shot in, like, the hip, I guess.
Oh, God. Can you imagine how fucking mad you'd be?
Yeah.
Although, kind of the passenger's fault because they didn't say, hey, do you want me to unload your gun while, since you're driving? I'll unload the gun.
Yeah.
Yes.
Instead of you having to drive with your knees. So, you know, I think there's a lot of blame to go around.
Passenger courtesy. Hey, let me unload that firearm for you.
Yeah, and exactly.
You pick the music.
No, it's fine. We'll listen to your podcast, your impenetrable comedy podcast that you need to listen to 10 episodes before you understand why it's funny. That's fine.
I've stopped trying to do that with people now.
Yeah.
Hey, if someone pulled them over, it would probably look pretty suspicious that someone in the car got shot, but they could probably get rid of the police by using the arguments of a sovereign citizen. It's time for Sovereign Citizen Watch. This comes to us from KSNW. Man holding live snake while driving arrested in Tulsa.
Is that illegal?
This is a crime, officer. Yeah. I'm traveling with my snake.
This is America, yeah.
This can't be illegal. It came from the earth.
Yes, it's natural. It came from the ground where I picked it up half an hour ago. What should have been a routine traffic stop early Thursday morning was anything but for police in Tulsa. It began around 4:30 a.m. when officers spotted a white Acura driving without headlights on.
I'm sorry, 4:30 a.m. is absolutely driving around with a snake out.
Yeah. Who up driving their snake around?
My snake likes being driven around. What can I say?
It calms him.
It's the only way I can get him to sleep anymore.
There was this video, well, I think several videos actually. Theo, you might have seen this, of a guy on the Gold Coast standing in waist-deep water on the beach holding like a VB and throwing a snake away from him. And then when the snake kept coming back, he'd like pick it up and throw it away and then the snake would come back to him. The guy playing with his snake. And everyone in the comments is like, oh, he always does that. That's his pet snake. And then a bunch of people being like, that man's like torturing that snake. That can't be good.
Sort of like if by playing fetch with the dog, what you meant was throwing the dog and then the dog comes back to you.
Yeah, because you're holding
you're
a ball.
You're holding the ball. That's
everybody wants the ball.
Who up tossing their snake?
The officers were able to stop the driver, but he refused to give them a license or proof of insurance.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I think you'll find my license right here, officer.
Yeah. I'll let my snake do the talking. Mostly just says,
yeah.
The department says that though the man did not directly identify as a sovereign citizen, he reportedly made statements that are common to the group.
That's so good.
He told officers...
Being weirdly coy about it?
Do you view yourself as sort of being a sovereign entity? Maybe. I could. He told officers he was traveling and therefore didn't need a license and that there was no law saying he had to have headlights. And even though he was told he was being detained, he insisted he was not and could drive off at any time.
Oh, my God. That is so cool. A little bit of sort of self-actualization type stuff there. Yes. Like, isn't happening.
I love sovereign citizen shit. He'd be quoting the axe. He's quoting the criminal code.
Yeah. 100%. Something about Ben Franklin. Something about flags.
I'm not driving. I'm traveling. That's and that makes a big difference to you.
Yeah. Under common law, you can't stop me while I'm traveling or whatever. I'm not I'm not a license. I'm a man. I'm a living, breathing man. Not a name on a freaking piece of paper. And this is my snake, by the way. I'm holding a snake.
I'm holding a snake. Yeah. Nothing about snakes or headlights in the Constitution. So.
Yes.
We don't know what the Founding Fathers would have believed, but I think
they would have been pro-snake.
Yeah, they would have liked me have a cool snake.
Well, they said, don't tread on me about the snake.
That's what that flag was about. So it was not a metaphor.
I knew about snakes.
That flag was unbelievably literal, except for the treading part, which I believe that was a metaphor. And that sort of...
That part's a metaphor, yeah.
Could be like, hey, don't take a guy's snake away from him if he's going for a 4:30 a.m. drive with his headlights off. It's so cool to just think that there are magic spells that you can put out that the cops will be like, oh, I didn't realize you were traveling. Oh, you're traveling. Okay.
Oh, right. It's in the criminal code. I've got to look that one up. Hold on a second.
Yes. Magna Carta. Ooh, yes.
Magna Carta.
Common law. Get out of here, sir, and enjoy the rest of the wee hours of the morning with your snake. This is just so extra. He didn't have to do the snake or the headlights thing.
Yeah, I sort of feel like he probably could have gotten away with it, you know, just by being like, sorry, I didn't mean to.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I didn't realize that was a snake, or I thought the headlights were on.
Yeah.
You'll have to forgive me. I'm driving with an ABV of 0.07.
Which is fine.
Which is legal, which is fine, by the way. Hey?
I reckon you've got a really easy out from this whole fucking situation. Is like the cops pull you over because you don't have headlights. You don't have like your insurance or your driver's license or anything.
Yeah, you got a snake.
You put the snake on the seat next to you, and then the moment the window rolls down, you go, oh, shit, a snake! Bam, the cops all of a sudden have to help you with the snake. They forget about the whole headlights and driver's license thing. And then you get back in the car with the snake, and you go, we did it again, buddy. You and me forever.
You kiss the snake on the mouth. It all culminates in you and the snake flying over a cliff face in slow motion.
During the entire 20-minute exchange with the officers, the suspect clutched a small python.
A small python.
Oh, just like a little guy. I was picturing a big, like a Britney Spears style,
like a baby python
wrap around.
Yeah, no, he's like probably 50 centimeters long, maybe from the photo that I saw.
I can use that.
Carpet I'm looking python. At photos. Even a baby python is quite big enough for me, I would say.
We had little like juvenile pythons as pets when I was a teenager, and they're very cute. They're very cuddly.
Of course,
cuddly.
You did.
Well, I didn't. My older sister did because she was kind of the cool one. Yeah. But, you know, I got to hold them. DP Death and Captain Bubble Eyes.
Oh, cool. That's very sweet.
Yeah, Captain Bubble Eyes was a green tree snake, actually. DP Death, though. Diamond Python.
For me personally, get a cat.
Yeah.
Have a cat.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty easy. They never bite you. No, they do a lot, actually.
They do, but, you know, pretty they don't frequently. Really mean it.
Seems
they
kind of fucked it. Up how society's okay with a cat biting you, but not a snake.
Yeah.
Yeah, if the guy had been driving with a cat in the car, it wouldn't have even been mentioned in the story. It would have been just like, oh, whatever, guy driving without headlights, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And fun guy taking cat for night drive while listening to...
Yeah, spooky night drive.
Yeah. He's got one of those like YouTube videos playing on his phone or the passenger seat that's like cyberpunk night drive 80s with rain sounds. Got that fully pumped, driving around with his tiny little python, having the time of his life.
Man, that's living. I should get out to Tulsa.
I hear it's beautiful out there. Never been.
Yeah.
When the officers finally informed the man he was now under arrest, which the preceding 20 minutes must have been fucking awesome.
Very tedious.
Excruciating.
I bet they were great. I bet the guy rolled the windscreen down like 1 centimeter. I've complied. I've done what you've asked, even though I don't have to, because I don't traffic with the corporation that is the police.
That's right.
When they told him he was under arrest, he drove off, leading to a brief chase that ended at his home, where he tried to run away on foot.
Home?
You really fucked up this time, pal.
Just go home. It's not like in GTA where when you get in, then suddenly the wanted level is gone.
It just resets,
Yeah.
Run into that hovering VHS tape or floppy disk or whatever it is.
Exactly.
It's you kind of, the moment you put your foot down on that accelerator after the cops have already pulled you over, you kind of just have to resign yourself to being a fugitive for the rest of your life. Like that's
right.
You just gotta keep driving. You and the snake.
Yeah.
Get out of Tulsa. Go to Kansas, and then keep going.
Yeah, go a little bit further. Go to Denny's at least. You know, like
yes, park behind
go to
the
someone
Denny's.
Else's house. Throw them off.
Yeah,
they'll think that's that guy.
They'll get arrested. You know?
Hope there's a guy that looks just like you there.
Also
holding
has a snake.
Similar snake.
Fuck, that's a pretty good idea. You should clock someone that lives near you that kind of fits your general vibe.
Toss the python. They're going to automatically go to catch it. A reflex.
Logically, if we're chasing a guy with a snake, whoever has the snake is the guy we're chasing.
Oh, wow. Mm.
So just give the snake to a guy that kind of looks like you and then, yeah, get out of there. Go to a Denny's. Once he got home, he tried to run away on foot, still clutching the snake.
Oh.
What are you going to do, leave it in the car?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or leave it on the front doorstep?
I believe the words are, till death do we part. So yeah.
I made a promise to this snake.
Made a promise.
And I mean to keep it. Tulsa police say the snake was unharmed in the incident and the reptile was released to the custody of the suspect's friend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
Can you do that? Think that seems very casual.
Very casual, right? I mean, I guess it is. Presumably, their thinking is it's just a snake.
Well, but
it doesn't really matter.
Do you think they should be taking the snake into evidence?
Well, I surely like a trained snake custodian.
Yeah,
I
just foster care. You know,
yeah,
getting into the foster system.
Snakes probably have like more needs than a dog or a cat to me, or more specific needs,
right?
Like I believe...
I wouldn't know the first fucking thing about what to do with a snake, where to put it.
Yeah.
What part of the body to hold it, you know?
I don't have like a tank in my house.
I think it's all the one part.
I mean,
it's just
I'm trying to pick up a snake by its legs and just having a really bad time.
Can't get any purchase on these things. Hey, driving around at 4:30 in the morning with your pet snake listening to your cyberpunk night mix with rain sounds, that must be a dream. We talk about dreams in a previous segment. We don't do that often anymore, that I have repurposed from The OCs to be Dreamwatch. This comes to us from KGO TV in California, KGO. Startup claims it developed two-way communication between people via dreams.
Okay.
Cool.
I don't think that it did. I'll just say that straight up.
Well, I'll let the
agree.
Evidence speak
I
for
think
itself.
I would have heard about it.
Yeah. That would probably be worked. Headline news, I feel. Not like Bunta Vista news.
I might have got a push notification about that one.
Yeah.
Apple News.
A conduit between dreams?
Yeah. We have traversed the dreaming world. Oh, that's nice. A startup in the San Francisco Bay Area. Oh, yeah.
Typical.
We assumed.
Uh-huh.
Says it has unlocked a way for communication between humans during sleep.
I don't want that. Stay out of my dreams.
Stay out of my dreams.
That's my business.
Very private.
Very
I'm doing
private
shit
stuff.
In there that I'm not ready to talk about yet.
Like, my wife's just like continually getting messages like, didn't actually get uni degree, late for class, assignment late. What if I'm gay?
Giant woman picking me up and I'm gay also. REM Space says it achieved the milestone on September 24th
did
with
you?
The tech.
Hmm? Did you?
Yeah. Oh, they did. With
did
the technology that linked two people in a lucid dream state. It achieved the communication again in October. Lucid dreaming people are like, by and large, kind of freaks, right?
Mm-hmm.
They seem to be.
Like most, like it's cool. Conceptually, it's very cool. If how it's described to me is real, like you're in the matrix inside your own head, you're doing whatever, awesome.
Yeah.
But also, I'm kind of too busy with the time of my day that I'm awake and the stuff I have to do there to make plans for nighttime while I'm asleep.
It sounds like, first of all, it sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah.
That's right.
To be able to do it. Second, my guess is that a lot of the time it's sort of retroactively saying, no, that was what I wanted to do in the dream, in the dream you just had.
I don't 100%. Want more surface area for agency in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're trying to reduce that.
Yeah, I want that agency free time.
I have enough decisions that go wrong in my daytime.
Yeah, exactly. I'll take the horrible dreams as long as I don't have to plan them.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sitting there being the architect of my own nightmares. Just let it wash over me. Lucid dreaming is a state in which you're asleep, but also aware you're dreaming. Michael Raduga is CEO of REM Space and showed pictures of participants. I bet when this was a video, it probably popped off. Quote, for example, when this participant found himself in a lucid dream, our server sent him a random word, so nobody knew what word it would be. And in a lucid dream, he replied, Raduga said, while pointing to a board with the participants' pictures on it.
Wait.
Nice detail. What? So he sent him a word.
And then the other person knew what the word was?
No. So the communication hasn't happened yet. This is one way.
It's one way.
So the computer has sent him Putanesca.
Like through a...
And then
one of those things, the cord stuck to his head.
Yeah, he's jacked in. Used his mind link to say to the researchers, Putanesca.
Mm.
And everyone's been like, holy fuck, we've done it. We've cracked the dream brain barrier.
That's so made up.
Yeah.
That's so bad. What? I at least thought it was going to be like, you know, two people. I thought it was at least going to be two people.
I was kind of picturing like the ending of Contact. Like two people are on a beautiful, very fake looking tropical space beach.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're being like, hello, I greet you in dream. And in dream, I greet you as well. Let us dream together. That's what I wanted.
Did he say Putanesca?
I don't think he spoke it aloud.
Because that's also just not real. This is just fake.
In a lucid dream, he replied, which is a great
through like computer
post-rock album name.
I need to show you guys something. I went to their website and I found a picture of how jacked in they are. You have no fucking idea how jacked in these guys are.
Rim space?
Yeah, there's a link in the chat.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that photo.
Fuck!
Oh my god.
Oh no. Oh, they're wearing the... I mean, I've done this before, but for when I got my sleep apnea sleep study, that's what they jack you into.
Right. Why? I mean, they are jacked the fuck up.
God.
Oh, okay. Five experienced lucid dreamers took part in a laboratory study. All of them were able to consciously control a virtual Tesla while asleep.
What do you mean a virtual Tesla?
It has to be a Tesla.
Just... make it a regular car. Why do they have electrodes on their thighs?
I know.
Hey Ben, do you have any of the other links that they've got on their website, or can I dive in?
Oh, feel free to dive in.
All right, here we go. Under the in history section, near-death experience. Is there life after death? Afterlife? God, Christianity, the Bible. Caused by lucid dreams? News, alien abductions and UFO sightings explained.
Are they also lucid dreams?
Human evolution, the next step. Oh, now this is going to be fun. Quantum physics in 5 minutes for dummies. Now I want to hear from the REM space guys about quantum physics. I feel like they will be using these concepts wisely.
These are smart guys, right? They're scientists.
Yeah. These are r/gifted guys, yeah.
These are 140, 150s. No, maybe like a bit of the drudgery work, like putting on the electrodes is 120s, but I reckon everyone else, they're pushing 150 plus.
Yeah, these are 150 guys for sure.
Oh, this is from their book, from Michael Raduga's book, The Phase, Shattering the Illusion of Reality. So you can go and purchase that. I sought an elegant solution to one odd riddle. I sought it from Siberia to California, from the field of neurophysiology to quantum physics.
I'm just looking at the little diagrams for the Tesla. By the way, they do specify that it's a Cybertruck, not just a Tesla.
Oh, my fucking God.
I have to finish my sentence. I sought it from Siberia to California, from the field of neurophysiology to quantum physics, and in illegal experiments on thousands of people.
Oh!
Pardon?
Sorry?
Excuse me?
Pardonnez-moi?
Why did you say that?
Is he saying that for some sizzle?
Don't say that, yeah.
Doesn't come back to that. But the answer I found sent me into shock and changed my entire perception of reality.
What do you
mean? Unlike others, I offered not only a new perspective on the world, but also step-by-step practices that can shake the pillars of your limited reality and give you revolutionary new tools for obtaining information, self-healing, travel, entertainment, and much more.
Prison. Go to prison.
You got to tell me about the fucking experiments, brother.
The thousands of experiments that were illegal?
Like thousands?
I feel like, is he trying to sort of, like he's tried to visit people through dreams in his dreams and he's saying that that's like him experimenting or something. Or
maybe.
Is he slipping the sleep apnea fucking test onto people in their homes without them knowing?
Well, they do sell what they claim is a dietary supplement for lucid dreams. So really, really hoping that's not what the experiments were.
Like dosing people?
Yeah.
Hey, I made you some orange juice. I think it's a little bit off, though, so it might taste weird.
There's like some questions on the page about it, and it's like, how does Echo 1 work? Blah, blah, blah. And then the last one is, why are lucid dreams cool?
Hey, what makes you, what you do so dope?
Oh, oh my God.
Project Elijah, explore the inner universe.
This is fucked.
I need to know everything about these people and also see pictures of this guy so that if I ever see him, I can walk in the opposite direction before I am kidnapped.
Michael Reduga.
Yeah, Reduga. See him like parked outside a hotel you're staying at? Just move to another hotel.
Yes. See him offering samples at Costco.
He's Russian, by the way.
Chicken teriyaki. Oh.
And there's pictures of him with an implanting a chip into his own head.
Oh,
which
my,
he hopes
oh God.
Can control his dreams.
Yeah.
That is, wow. You go on, that photo is crazy.
You go on ahead and throw that chip in there, brother.
Oh, man. I fucking love science, and it's so cool that we're doing this sort of thing. That's a beautiful diagram.
Super cool.
Oh, man.
Holy shit. Can I say this? I know this is problematic. This is one of the most Russian-looking men I've ever seen.
Yeah, like if you just picture a Russian guy, like you've got
this
it.
This is
you've
him.
Nailed it.
Yeah, he's got a very, very square face, and he's also kind of got it like a micro fringe, like in the same way that Zuckerberg did for a while.
And I think it looks very wet, but I think that's just the way that his hair is.
The wet Russian. Yeah. I'm looking at a Daily Mail article about him putting the chip in. And the you know how the Daily Mail has those wonderful little bullet points under the headline?
Yes.
The fourth one is, an Oxford University neurosurgeon has stressed this is extremely dangerous. In case anyone was reading the Daily Mail and thinking, oh, maybe I'll get a chip put in.
Can I read you one of Michael Reduga's Instagram posts?
Please do.
It's from April 13th this year. Coincidence? On this day, 63 years ago, Sergei Korolev launched the first man into space. 49 years ago, Keith Hearn proved the existence of lucid dreams in his laboratory. There are 1,000 times more stars in the universe than drops of water on Earth. On average, every star has a planet. If life formed on one of a trillion planets, then there are trillions of inhabited worlds around us. In our brain, billions of neurons create such an unimaginable number of interactions among themselves that even the universe is inferior in scale to the space of dreams.
Mm.
Sooner or later, this universe will also be mastered. P.S. As a child, I dreamed of becoming an astronaut.
Why is that a P.S.?
Yeah, man, we all did. Because going to space would be very
basic
cool.
Bitch. Hey, you guys all want to do the cool jump?
Yeah.
Yep, me
also,
too.
Also, not to edit him, but I just feel like that could have slotted in earlier when you're talking about the planets.
Yeah.
Could have just popped that right at the top.
So this is, he said the thing about, he said Putinesca in a lucid dream or whatever, that quote.
Mm-hmm.
Our server detected his reply and confirmed that it was right.
It was right?
So the thing that you're using to detect whether you've communicated something is the same thing? You're testing your device with the device that you're testing?
What's the opposite of double blind? Like, how do you,
this is fucking
how do you peel back as much scientific rigor as possible?
We're using the 100% bias methodology.
Yes, we're using the prize confirming machine here. God damn.
Oh, the little light that's got the label "We're Right" underneath it just lit up. What a surprise.
And when the next person found herself in a lucid dream, we sent his answer to her and then she repeated it as well.
You didn't send his answer to her. You sent the original piece of information, which you didn't.
Yeah. You didn't do anything. So you're not... This isn't communication at all.
How did they send it to her? Did they just whisper Putinesca in her ear?
Putinesca.
That would be so much more impressive if she said it back.
Right?
And if she, you got an ear right close to her mouth, sleeping woman, angelic in repose, Putinesca. Holy fuck. We did it.
Oh, the miracle of the Putinesca.
That word was based on what's called the Remyo language. So I lied. It wasn't Putanesca. It was probably like Geflügel.
No. In Remyo. It's
just a little...
These bastards got me thinking about pasta now.
That's we're actually getting paid by the pasta lobby to subtly implant the idea of pasta into people's minds.
Oh, with some fried off anchovies for umami?
Oh, a little smack of umami? They basically dissolve in the oil if you put them in at the start.
We sent them the word Putanesca and their mouths started watering straight away. Proving.
Raduga says the communication is achieved through a special device that attaches itself to different areas on the head. The software translates facial and electrical impulses into the Remyo sounds via earbuds. What are you talking about? Whose facial electrical impulses?
Are you sending them back to them?
Yeah. Via earbuds? Who's
they're
earbuds?
Making a lot of stuff up, I think. I think is what's happening here. It's quite a lot of stuff is being made up.
Are you just sending like Sigur Rós in their headphones?
Yeah, all the Hopelandic stuff, I think.
Yeah.
Quote, when you talk in this language in your dreams, we can hear you and we can connect two dreamers together, he said. You can't.
Wow.
And
no,
you are.
No,
I
and
don't
you
think
haven't.
You can do that.
And you won't. And you like especially didn't. With this, like, if you're gonna lie and say you got them to communicate because you planted a word and then pretended you heard the word from one guy and then just transferred that word to the other person, that's not dream to dream communication, that's dream to man to dream communication, and also it didn't happen.
And it also didn't happen. I will wait until I see this on at least the television, I would say, before I start to play. I'd like to see this on a BBC program, and then I'll be interested.
Yeah, when someone with like a like received pronunciation accent is talking about it, I'll be like, okay, all right, I think the tech's getting there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I won't be listening to any bullshit from San Francisco, I can tell you that much. Yeah.
If like one of our morning TV hosts in Australia starts talking about it, then I know it's definitely never happening. If Koshy is like...
If Koshy's not,
they've actually invented the technology to connect dreams. Oh, fuck. No, we haven't.
Dave Hughes is lucid dreaming.
I'm angry, Australia. They've got people in dreams talking now. Raduga says his fascination with dream control goes back to his teens. He made headlines last year when he had surgery to put a chip into his brain in order to test brain stimulation during lucid dreaming.
Yeah, there's a reason you made headlines.
Yeah.
The chip was later removed.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Didn't work.
Too powerful.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, why'd you do that? How
come?
Because the chip
was
fake
good.
And it didn't fucking do anything?
Yeah, right. Causing a huge amount of bleeding, probably.
Oh, man. We've spoken about this guy on the podcast before, but there's this guy in Australia who I wouldn't even call a micro-celebrity. He's like, if you, say, wrote for a digital media publication for like 4 years and you wrote some shitty headlines
about
him.
Don't know anything about that.
Yeah. I had to write about this guy a bunch. He calls himself like a transhumanist futurist guy who also ran as like a...
Oh, the guy with the anglerfish thing?
It's the guy that put
the guy with the anglerfish
transport
thing.
Chip in his hand?
The transport chip
guy.
Oh,
transport
I think
chip
his
guy.
Name is like Meow Meow Ludo Gamma, I think his name is. And so he made a big deal about how he put his like transit card. He just cut the chip out and implanted it in his hand so he could just wave it over the machine. But then the company that overlooks the transit systems was like, oh, defacing the card violates the terms of service, and they cancelled his card.
Yeah, the
oh
one
God,
surgically implanted
so
into his head.
Funny.
A really funny thing to do.
Such a funny thing to do. God
it's
bless him.
It's so perfect. It's so good.
I also
That's
imagine
so
the,
evil and funny.
It's funny to imagine him actually doing it like, oh, no, driver, I'll be using my hand today. And when he reveals his hand, just like static starts blaring. Like, it's horrendous.
Yeah. Seeping out of his hand.
Yeah, it's like, still bloody. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like transhumanism as per Cronenberg. It's like, beep.
The flesh is disgusting. I'm going to Cabramatta.
Bus drivers love him.
Bus drivers fear him.
Hey, it saves upwards of 4 seconds from getting it out of your wallet.
Yeah,
and they're in
fiddling
phones
around.
Now. You can
they're
just
in
touch
fucking
your
phones.
Phone. Yeah.
Oh, really?
He would be so pissed off. Like, the phone I just ordered has, like, a thing that you can just port any NFC chip to. And he's just looking at it, just fuming, like, fucking weaklings.
Can you do it on an Apple Watch? You probably can, right?
Probably.
Oh, easily, yeah.
Which is so close to being in your wrist.
It's so easy to do it so many different ways.
It's so easy to do it, yeah.
Without surgery.
Yeah.
There is something especially funny to me about the type of tech guy who finds the most minute problem and pledges to solve it with an expensive or, you know, like a highly overvalued startup. It was like, remember the Juicero guys?
Yeah.
The best thing that ever happened. So amazing.
One of the best. Yeah, exactly. And it's like just the sort of hyper fixating on something that is not a problem.
Yeah.
And even if it was a problem, is very small. And then being like, no, we're here to save your life. We've got these bags.
Yeah. And we squeeze the bag for you.
And we squeeze it real good.
The teardown that the long form article where someone like pulled apart the Juicero and sort of stepped through.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. What a good read. The part where they were talking about how much force it needed to apply, like how big the motor was to squish the bag.
Yeah.
And then comparing it to how a human hand does it by just like squeezing the bag.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, it was like as much force as like a tank driving on the road or something. And it was like, all you had to do is go like that and it worked. Just perfectly
fine. Is this
fine.
Just like a juicer that's got bags of juice?
Well, yeah, so they were like kind of revolutionized juicing, and then they realized that like that was really hard. So they just put it all in a bag and squeezed it out. But the bag had DRM, so they, you know.
All right.
So they got that going for them.
They also sort of tried to spin it that like, not just, hey, this is a convenient way to have juice every day, but that like having this much juice will like significantly make your life perfect.
Right.
Because they had to say something.
Yeah.
Optimization.
It's so weird. The part of their problem was that unlike every other tech company, instead of just like sending a sort of a shitty design over to a factory in Taiwan and they make it for you super cheap, they like specifically engineered an incredibly a stupid device really well, which made it unbelievably fucking expensive.
Yeah, it was like $800 or something. Actually, when I was at Gizmodo, I got a pitch from a company and they were like, you know, we're sort of the Juicero of tea. And I was like, do you guys know? And I specifically, because I had written a blog post making fun of the Juicero thing. And they saw like, hey, we saw you wrote about Juicero. Well, maybe you want to try out our Juicero for tea. And I was like, yes, I would love to try your Juicero for tea. And it didn't have squeezable bags, but it had pods, sort of like a Keurig. And you would put them in the machine. And then the whole thing of it was like, oh, Americans don't, you know how to drink tea. Like all the tea they're drinking is like over extracted or bitter or whatever. And the chip will like, the machine will read the chip and do the perfect recipe for this particular blend of tea. And you know, it had this like, again, it was extremely over-engineered. It had this like globe thing that the tea would infuse in, which you couldn't put in the dishwasher. So you had to sort of scrape with a bottle brush out all these little bits of tea after making it. I think it cost, something like $600 or $700. They claimed that the pods were recyclable, but they weren't. You could put the pod in the bin, but the lid you had to take to an electronics recycling place because it had an RFID chip in it.
Fuck me.
So you had to show up to Best Buy, like, can you recycle this lid for my fucking T4ia? Anyway, unfortunately, they did go out of business. So
that's a shame.
You could no longer have the perfect. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's the thing is, like, the tea wasn't. I mean, look, maybe I do have the kind of palate that they were talking about, the sort of simplistic palate of the British person.
Here's the thing about tea, it's leaves in hot water.
Yeah.
I know.
We already found the simplest solution.
It's quite easy to make a cup of tea.
It's so easy to make a cup of tea.
Yeah, exactly. But it was this idea. It was like, no, it has to be the perfect cup of tea. And my machine has to do the recipe with the like length of the brew cycle and the temperature and the number of infusions and blah, blah, blah.
That's
and
only true
like,
of coffee.
Yeah,
the geniuses drink.
Now that you can go crazy on. Yeah.
Well, Maddie will sometimes, she's big about if we're having tea of boiling the kettle and then waiting a bit.
Yeah.
So that it's
not
fully.
But you should do that.
Down to 90 degrees.
I'm a busy fucking executive.
Put a little cold
executive.
Water in there.
Yeah.
I got shit to do.
I don't respect my tea. I want it to be burnt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that was kind of the attitude that I went in with as again, just like, you know, going in Britishly about it was like, fuck off. You know, I don't want it to be good. I want it to be there.
Yeah.
God damn. These fucking people.
I know.
Raduga's been working on this specific project for the last few years, bringing the operation to the Bay Area from Russia 5 months ago.
Wow. What a horrific migration.
It's not. you know, I'm not, yeah, whatever, but it's sinister. It's a bit sinister.
I would give anything to read his visa application.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Also, were these illegal experiments in Russia? Because if it was illegal in Russia, we're talking like...
yeah.
It's probably illegal.
A level
illegal,
of illegality,
yeah,
hitherto unseen.
We're talking about some of the stuff from Poor Things.
Yeah. Yes. 100%. Man.
Oh, dear.
Now, people in different countries are participating in this study. I bet. Yeah. Countries that maybe have a different approach to regulation and yeah, enforcement. Raduga said he submitted his work for peer review and is now looking for locals to participate in further studies who are experienced in lucid dreams or can potentially be.
You know what? He's in California. He's probably going to
lucid dreaming capital of the world, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Go to a fucking Cafe Gratitude. Be like, hey, anyone in here ever lucid dreamed before?
Has anyone here ordered the I am sleepy? Well,
yeah. I think that's the sign that you want to purchase ayahuasca.
Oh, man. he submitted it for peer review part is quite funny because no.
Yeah.
Like, that's just
it's
not going to
out of my hands
happen
now. Balls in their court.
Unless it's just like one of those like pay to publish journals or whatever where it's just going to go straight through. But, you know.
Sorry. I just need to. I Googled him. And I found a result from r/astral projection, which is what we did last time.
Yes. Fuck yes.
It's all connected.
It's someone saying the book is bad because it's like not real astral projection. This is one of my favorite things.
Oh, my God.
Yes. This is one of my favorite things.
Critical cranks?
Yeah, exactly. Like when a friend of the show, Demi Lardner, and I, we did Witch Night a few weeks ago on Twitch. And I found some really funny... really good Reddit posts from r/witchcraft. Great subreddit, by the way. And a lot of them are really funny because it's like people saying like, hey, I did this thing. Is it okay? And the answer is often something along the lines of, yeah, this is fine because magic isn't really real, but we're not going to say that because we all really believe in it. So, but don't worry about it. It's probably fine if you did this. And I think this is a great example of like, somebody getting really bad because he's not, this guy's mental illness is not exactly the same as theirs.
Yeah, he's doing it wrong.
It's so funny to get rejected by the other Craigs. It just, I had
too
this
much of a Craig
at,
for us.
One of the meetings of UFO Research Queensland I went to where the one guy who was like the guest speaker lost the room at one point because everybody else in there who believes
yeah,
in everything everyone else says at all times, mm-hmm, even yes, if it contradicts their own beliefs, this guy made them all be like, oh, this guy's bullshitting. Like, they would start asking him questions to kind yes, of trip him up over inconsistencies, which yeah, they never do to each other and yep, have never seen them do to anyone else. So I was like, you're, yes, that's a true flim-flam man.
Wow.
If you even- have to walk a really fine line, don't you, of being like, you know, having a sort of interesting thing to say about the thing, because like yeah, ultimately if you're going to be interesting to, you know, there's this sort of escalation thing, it's like you have to say kind of crazier and crazier stuff to get attention, but if you go too far yeah, then they're going to say, oh no, you're crazy. Have you ever heard, by the way, of the subreddit r/shifting realities?
Yes
maybe that sounds
shifting
familiar.
Became huge on TikTok in like
yeah,
at the start of COVID for whatever reason. Teens were shifting.
Yes, shift talk it's called.
Oh.
Yes. Because there's someone else posting about Michael Raduga on the Shifting Realities TikTok saying how wonderful he is and how you have no excuses not to read his book because it's free. So,
see, I trust the astral projecting people to be discerning. I don't trust the shifting people.
Yeah.
Me too.
I agree.
Lucy, that was, I don't know if you saw this when it was happening, but it was like, it was basically just teens using their imagination and then being like, I've been transported to Victorian England. I saw a horse. Like, okay.
Yeah, okay.
You didn't.
That's what I thought.
You didn't, though.
I've become quite posh in Victorian England, as you can hear from my voice.
He foresees the technology and techniques helping people with mental health issues or reducing nightmares and phobias. He says it could even be used for skills training.
What?
You reckon, like, contacting someone in their dreams is going to help them with their mental health issues?
Like, skills training. Like, I'm going to learn how to become a plumber. I'm going to go to, like, community college in this guy's fucking mind palace.
In his dreamatorium, yeah.
In my dreamatorium at night.
I'm going to cert 4 in plumbing from the dreamatorium.
Yeah. Or is this maybe it's like a sort of productivity guy thing where it's like, you know... Because sleep is the final sort of unproductive phase that you have to eliminate. So
well, we spend 1/3 of our lives asleep, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Absolutely.
And what if you were learning how to fly a helicopter Matrix style in your dreams?
Oh, God. See, that's the dream, is to be able to download information on how to do shit.
I think that's going to lead to a terrible world. If we ever get to that point where you're in a conversation and you're like, fuck, the other person's smarter than me about Renaissance art. Computer, download Renaissance Art 2. And then you're just in a constant game of brinksmanship to be one step smarter than the person you're talking to.
And then we'll all be on r/gifted, you know? What a sad world that'll be.
That's right. Quote, in a few years, technologies like this will be as common as your cell phone. People won't be able to imagine their life without this because it will make their life so much more vibrant, so different, he said. It will improve the quality of their life so much that people won't. That's the exact same sentence again. People won't imagine their life without technologies like this. We just need to improve them, and it's just a matter of time.
Wow.
Yeah, so true. Yeah,
that's
really inspiring. Can I tell you something else inspiring? This motherfucker writes children's books.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's got his fingers in a children's lot of pies.
Books. Yes, exactly. About nightmares and dreams and stuff. They're called the Fazeyland Fairy Tales. How to Fall into Wonderland and Not Be Afraid of Nightmares.
Don't go near
that. That actually sounds quite positive, but I'm not buying that for children.
No,
not the illegal Siberian dream facility guy. Stop writing for my children that I don't have yet.
My God, they're on audiobook too. I might have to cop one of these.
Yeah, get one of those and report back to us. I think we might have to do a deeper dive into this guy on the next time we get you on. This feels like fertile.
I could learn everything about him. I must know. I sort of want to meet him.
Yeah. I bet the chat's pretty good for like a little bit.
Yeah.
Until it becomes insufferable.
Until he starts trying to drill into your head.
Yeah. While you're not looking.
Yeah, exactly. Put a chip in it.
You just grab that thing behind you there. Hey, this was definitely an episode of the podcast Bunta Vista. Thank you, the listener, so much for joining us. And thank you, Libby, so much for joining us. Libby, where on the internet can they find you?
Oh, thank you so much. It's twitch.tv/libtron. Mm-hmm. And I sometimes stream at hours that are compatible with Australians. And sometimes I don't.
We have a bunch of sort of nocturnal computery type freaks listening to this, so I don't think that's really a huge obstacle.
And of course, Americans as well.
Oh, yeah. Like half normal. Our listeners are like American at this point, which really is a testament to the ability of some Americans to hear themselves being made fun of a lot, which is great. I think that's very beautiful.
They love it. Very self-hating.
Yes, and they love to hear it from other countries as well. That's one of their favorite things. It's someone
it's
European.
The Homer Simpson, it's true, we're so lame thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Thank you so much for joining us. An absolute fucking delight. We will catch you, the listener, maybe on a bonus episode, but definitely next week. Stay safe out there. Bye.
Post on the witchcraft subreddit, any spells to stop a girl from flirting with my boyfriend? And the top reply is, talk to your boyfriend.